This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 78th Independence Day at 7 this evening. The address will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and telecast all over channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. On Doordarshan, the broadcast of the address in Hindi and English will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. More than 161 field functionaries from the states and union territories who are implementing different schemes of the Ministry of Women and Child Development have been invited as special guests during the 78th Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort in New Delhi. According to the Ministry of Women and Child Development, the chosen women workers of Anganwadi, Sakhi One-Stop Centres, Sankalp Hubs for Empowerment of Women, Child Welfare Committees and District Child Protection Units have been invited. As the nation gears up for the celebration of Independence Day, a Tiranga rally was taken out with a 750-metre-long tricolour on the world's highest railway bridge on the Chenab River in the Riyasi district of Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini participated in the Tiranga Yatra organised at Karnal. A large number of people joined the Yatra, reciting Bharat Mata Ki Jai, moved through different chalks of the city. In Rajasthan, Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma attended the Tiranga Yatra under the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan held in Jaipur. Speaking to reporters, he said, "The country stands united and undivided because of the freedom fighters." The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully carried out maiden test flight of the long-range glide bomb, LRGB, Gaurav, from Sukhoi 30 MK-1 of the Indian Air Force. The Ministry of Defence said in a statement, the test was conducted off the coast of Odisha. Gaurav is an air-launched 1,000-kilogram class glide bomb capable of hitting targets at long distance. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh complimented DRDO, IAF and industry for the successful flight test. A CBI team collected the FIR copy of the rape and murder case of the doctor of RG Medical College from the Tala Police Station in Kolkata. The team also interrogated four doctors who were with the deceased doctor before the incident and other persons related to the case. The Calcutta High Court yesterday ordered a CBI investigation into the case. The division bench of Chief Justice T.S. Sivagnanam and Justice Hiranmoy Bhattacharya passed the order yesterday. The Federation of Resident Doctors Association, FORDA, has decided to call off their strike over Kolkata doctor's murder incident. A decision in this regard was taken after a delegation of FORDA met Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi yesterday. The doctors from across the country were protesting over the incident since Monday. Talking to media after the meeting, FORDA President Avaral Mathur said the health minister has assured that their demands will be addressed in a time-bound manner. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has welcomed FORDA's decision to call off the strike. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and S.S. Sandhu, reviewed the poll preparedness for the forthcoming assembly elections in Haryana. The term of the State Assembly is due to expire on the 3rd of November this year. During a two-day review visit to Chandigarh, the Commission met with the representatives of the national and state political parties, including BJP, Aam Aadmi Party, Congress, CPIM, Indian National Lok Dal, and the Jan Nayak Janata Party. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav planted a sapling as part of Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. The Secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and IT, S. Krishnan, and other senior officials also participated in the plantation drive yesterday. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has again deferred its verdict on wrestler Vinesh Fogart's case. In a statement, the Indian Olympic Association said this verdict is likely to be out by Friday at 9:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.